Faith unites us to Christ so that we experience all the benefits of his death and resurrection. Baptism signifies this union. Consider the following passages. Or are you unaware that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore, we were buried with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, so we too may walk in a new way of life. Romans chapter 6, verses 3 and 4. But since that faith has come, we are no longer under a guardian. For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ like a garment. Galatians chapter 3, verses 25 through 27. Baptism is a sign of the gospel's application. It is a sign that this person has turned from sin and has been united to Christ by faith. But baptism doesn't just affirm these realities, it also portrays them. Think of Christ dying, being buried, and rising again. Baptism publicly pictures someone's union with this death, burial, and resurrection. A person is physically plunged under the water and raised out of it. And because baptism pictures our union with Christ, it also pictures the benefits of that union. Through Christ, our sins are forgiven and cleansed. Baptism signifies both. Peter said to the crowd at Pentecost, "Repent and be baptized, each of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins." Acts chapter 2, verse 38. And Ananias told the newly converted apostle Paul, "And now, why delay? Get up and be baptized and wash away your sins by calling on his name." Acts chapter 22, verse 16. Further, through Christ we experience a new, spirit-powered life, and baptism's symbolic resurrection signifies this life. Romans chapter 6, verse 4, Colossians chapter 2, verses 11 and 12. In baptism, a church affirms that someone who professes faith in Christ is in fact united to Christ, and it dramatically depicts that union and all its benefits. By immersing him or her in water. How does a church affirm and portray a believer's union with Christ? By immersing him or her in water. The Greek word baptizo, on which our word baptize is based, means to dip or plunge something in water, typically resulting in complete submersion. The New Testament consistently portrays baptism as immersion. John the Baptist baptized in Enon near Salem because there was plenty of water there. John chapter 3, verse 23. And there's no indication that the baptisms performed by Jesus' disciples required any less water. Further, when the Ethiopian eunuch came to faith in Christ while riding in his chariot with Philip, he said, "Look, there's water. What would keep me from being baptized?" Acts chapter 8, verse 36. And we read, "Then he ordered the chariot to stop, and both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and he baptized them. When they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord carried Philip away, and the eunuch did not see him any longer, but he went on his way rejoicing." Acts chapter 8, verses 13.